Hello, it's the 30th of July 2019, and we have the Ace of Coins reversed and the Five of Coins reversed and the Chariot. False start, grand finale. The only thing that matters today is the mighty Chariot, and we're moving full speed ahead now, often running after a particularly bumpy stretch of road. The Chariot, number 7 of the major arcana, Cancer Moon Sagittarius, is in the best position it can be, coming up in the future. The Charioteer, now having picked his lane, is driving not really like the proverbial bat out of hell, because I have a bat and the thing jerks and flops around like a freak every night, but this card is all about total control, especially self-control. This is the card of willpower, without which we cannot accomplish great things. Take control is what this card is saying, because you know when you do, you know what you're capable of. The Chariot shows us the determined crowned charioteer firmly gripping the reins of the two horses, or sphinxes, depending on your deck, one black, one white. This is managing your dark side, or at the very least, maintaining and managing self-control, which can be difficult for an emo like the charioteer. Get a grip. In the past position, we have the card of golden opportunity, the very desirable Ace of Coins or Pentacles, Earth, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, and Libra for air. In the past position, this is a missed opportunity, something slipped through our fingers, or for some reason an offer or opportunity was blocked by someone for some reason, or simply there wasn't enough or any seed money to get something going. This can be blocked inheritance or an offer withdrawn. Today we have in the center the Lord of Material Trouble, which upright is an angst-ridden energy of poverty and isolation. The Five of Coins or Pentacles, Mercury and Taurus. Two ragged lost souls struggle through the snow. In the reverse, you're crawling out of that financial hole and you may not be the only one in it. The card always has two people on it. The old-timey images show both as being in it together, huddled against the cold, both shunned, while the Morgan Greer shows a nun embracing the battered and bloody wanderer. This is a card of separation and isolation, of feeling or being left out in the cold. But in the reverse, in order to come out of this unfortunate situation, all we have to do is get off our ass and take the reins. The Chariot suggests distance, but just look at him. Eyes straight ahead, all he or she sees is the finish line. Having chosen his path, he is determined, in control, and will not be swayed, distracted, or run off the road. This is coming out of a bad time, for sure, and most likely financially. The Chariot is a proud card. If you can imagine that thing rolling through town, blowing people's minds. Maybe your car was draining you financially and you decided to get a new one. I'd suggest it. You may have to commute. Bye.